Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of June, 2020, and Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good weekend so far, and we have made it through another week. So it's time to celebrate, right? It's time to rest and relax a little bit, enjoy the family. You know, we're told in the Word of God that God chose a peculiar people. So if anybody tries to say something derogatory about you, if they try to say, well, you're kind of rough around the edges, or you've got some problems, or, you know, you're not the most handsome person in the world. Just say, hey, God chose a peculiar people. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. The only reason that we love Jesus is because he first loved us. And herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. It's good to have you with us this morning in this breakfast club. And welcome aboard, Nina G. Mariano. Glad to have you with us as well. And the rest of those people on YouTube and the people that will join us. You know, we are a peculiar people. We are in the minority. A lot of people want to have the idea that, you know, we're in the majority, but we're not. We are in the, we're on that narrow road that leads to life eternal, not on the broad road that leads to destruction. May there be that find it, but God found us in a waste, howling wilderness. He, as a brand, he plucked us out of the fire. Yes, he saved every people from every tongue and every people and every nation. You know, it represents a lot of people, but in context to the majority, it's a very small remnant. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. It's not anything in the creature that merits his love. But we're shown in the Bible there's a clear distinction of two peoples on the face of the earth. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau hated. We have nothing to boast of. While we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. And it's God's supremacy that brought about our clemency. You ever thought about that? It's God's supremacy that brought about our clemency. The Bible tells us the wicked are created for the day of evil. But God, in his mercy, laid his life down for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. We are his elect. We were chosen before creation. We are called out of this world. And he has shown us his everlasting kindness and mercy. He provides water when we're thirsty, food when we're hungry, spiritual water and spiritual food. We have been quickened by the Holy Spirit. We've been born again by the Spirit of God. We're a pure people who sing forth his praises. Jeremiah said that God chose him while he was yet in his mother's womb. Well, that's for all of his elect. That's for all of his elect. Welcome aboard, Faisal Cameron. And we will remember you in our prayers in your church, brother. Well, this is a marvelous thing, what God has done for his people, isn't it? A wonderful, marvelous thing to save his people from their sins. He tells us in the 6th chapter of John and the 10th chapter of John that his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. And no man can pluck them out of his hand, and no man can pluck them out of his father's hand. Yes, we will suffer persecution. There will be scorn. We will be scorned. We will be maligned. We will be made fun of. But you know what? God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. He said that the publicans and the prostitutes would come closer to entering the kingdom of God than the Pharisees and the scribes and the chief priests in the synagogues. He chose us in him from the foundation of the world. We, if we're in Christ, we've been predestinated unto adoption, Ephesians 1:6. That perfect sacrifice, that Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world, the sin of the world of God's elect. Our fellowship was with the Father and with Christ and the Holy Spirit. He has put his mark upon us. Just like he put a mark upon Cain, we've been marked. We've been marked with the precious blood of Jesus. What can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We're told in Jude that we've been sanctified, preserved, and called. That means we've been set apart. We've been effectually called, and we have been preserved by Jesus Christ forever. Forever. There's no other way. We've been preserved in Christ forever. That should give us great comfort this morning. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out what they have said just isn't true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. God has his elect people that are set apart by God, that have been chosen in him. We are complete in him. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered us to the through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by his eternal love. What should be our response to this? What should be our response? We should be grateful. We should praise him. We should be ever thankful for his love to us. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a sinner like me. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God, and when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and was given a gift so true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we've been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ and then joy he did bring. Having assurance Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are a part of the elect family. Bought by his blood and adopted by him before we were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is my eternal song that I will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I'm forever free and eternity did bring. People say, well, Larry, you spend an awful lot of time talking about election, and predestination, and the atonement, and the work of Christ, and you don't spend enough time on works of man. We need to remember that we're all part of his plan. And it was a decree before time began. You know, all glory and honor goes to him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power. No, man has no glory of his own. We are less than grasshoppers, but we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When I think of God's love and what he did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things. Like walking through heaven on the streets of gold or listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation you had this worm in mind? To come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you a praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Well, I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord today. Let us remember that God is the one. God is the only one that we can look to for our peace. He is our peace. Looking back in history, we see events unfold, and the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent his son to die to redeem his chosen few. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. God would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain. In eternity, before the world began, it was predetermined. It was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner through his blood. The work is done. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And may we always remember that he is the one who's accomplished redemption for us. God bless.